Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Benjamin Dykema, Elise Ogborn, Ethan Doak, Nathan, Josh, and Ben Lance join us on today's program to talk about the Recharged Robotics green and orange teams heading to the state competition this Saturday. And we're here today with Recharged Orange and Green, two teams that advanced to the state competition in the First Tech Challenge. I had a chance to talk to some of you last year as you made it all the way to Worlds. So I'll just open it up from there. What does it mean to be going back to state for some of you? And for those of you, for your first time, going to the state competition?
I think it's a great opportunity having both teams advance to state just like we did last year. And just seeing how we've developed as two teams, an older and a younger, and not just had one of us excel, but have both of us excel and now get to stay and have good chances of advancing with our current performance.
So you're all returners. Anything in terms of maybe things that you did this year that stood out or things that maybe you've learned from years past that you want to share with our listeners that kind of maybe helped you prepare better for state this year?
I think this season we're actually a much better, well-rounded team, and not just our individual teams, but Recharged as a whole, I think, works much better. I think our engineering design is much better, and working with our community and working with each other has just gotten a lot stronger this season.
Tell me which one of the Recharged you're on and then what your role is with that team.
So I'm on Recharged Green. I am our lead engineer and co-captain. So I head up the build process and oversee all of the robot building portion.
All right. I'm from Recharged Orange, and my team role is our team's journalist, so that means documenting every meeting and any struggles, whatnot we did, and documenting competitions and just doing all that stuff.
I'm on Recharge Green, and I'm a mechanical engineer, and I've built a lot of the drivetrain and components on the robot.
I am on Recharge Green, and I am our head of fundraising and outreach.
I'm on Recharge Green, and I'm the team's programmer, so getting everything working electrical-wise and then with code to run the robot autonomously.
And I'm also on Recharge Green, and I'm the other team co-captain and the journalist for Recharge Green, so that means I do a lot of team organization, planning, and then also documentation of the engineering design process.
And can our engineers speak to what the challenge is this year and what you've been having to design with your robots?
So this year, we're primarily focused on manipulating 6-inch foam cubes to form columns and rows. And we also have two different colors of those, and we can form patterns inside of what are called crypto boxes. We also can manipulate 12-inch figurines, which are they call relics. And we can score those up to 32 inches outside of the playing field wall.
What are the key challenges just overall, then, of dealing with these robots?
Each robot poses its own specific challenges. For example, I know we've worked a lot with making sure we fit inside of the 18-inch cube, which you have to start in. And we work a lot with different styles of motors and servo motors to make sure we have the maximum efficiency for our robot.
And for those of you that are those that have to document the process, how important and critical is it to be the journalist, so to speak? And what is your role, you know, in terms of the overall competition?
So actually, we play a pretty big role, as your engineering notebook is required in every competition to get awards. And also, it really helps to share knowledge with other people, to hold that knowledge so you don't have to relearn things. It's already down in paper and ready to go.
And what is the group's goals then? Obviously, I think the big one would be to advance, but what do you hope to accomplish coming up at the state meet, as I understand, on February 23rd and 24th?
Basically, our team goals, they're not specifically for a certain competition. That's more of just our common goals of wanting to advance and perform well. But our overarching goals are to build a reliable, efficient robot that no matter how it turns out at the end of the day in the rankings, that we feel good about the performance. And just know that it did well and performed to the best of its ability. In addition to that, we also want to develop our STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and mathematics skills, along with other life skills like teamwork and documentation. We want to also display gracious professionalism, which is the kind of slogan of FTC, so First Tech Challenge, and is basically at the heart of the competition. It's not so much of who advances and knocking out people. It's more of the knowledge you gain and share with other teams. And then our final goal, the most important, is to glorify God in all we do, as our team Bible verse Colossians 3:23 states.
Once again, those were members of Recharged Robotics discussing their ongoing season and previewing the upcoming state competition. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.